From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is set to make an historic trip to Cuba. His visit will have the effect of moving the two nations closer after 55 years of broken ties. Mr. Obama will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and with Cuban dissidents. VOA's White House correspondent Mariela Salinas has more.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mariela Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Meanwhile, a cruise ship rescued 18 Cuban migrants off the coast of Florida Friday, ending a trip, in which the migrants said nine other people died. Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas picked up the migrants Friday just west of Marco Island. The people on board said they had been at sea for 22 days. They were treated for severe dehydration and given medical treatment in Cozumel, Mexico, Saturday. The U.S. Coast Guard says that crossing attempts have risen steadily since President Obama announced efforts to renew diplomatic relations with Cuba in December of 2014. This is VOA News.